I can speak to Richard Smith, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Smith. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal, sir, with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm okay, sir. I'm okay, dude.
Okay. Are you, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, sir, about your case?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Nobody's here now. My family, I've not told my family anything or anything yet, so I'm not wanting to talk about it in front of them.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I don't even know if I'm going to tell them. I'm just not sure what to do, you know.
Okay, well, let's see how we get on. You know, it's not worth, you don't want to drag yourself over those emotional coals with your family. You know, let's see how we get on first, and if it's worth having a chat with them, then.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, that's entirely up to you. Would you rather me call you Ricky or Richard?
I am Ricky, yeah.
Okay, Ricky, thank you. Just to let you know, Ricky, all my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role here in MMA is to gather the evidence for you so we can, you know, give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. So that's not only writing to, you know, social services and educational authorities, it's also getting to know you, Ricky, and trying to understand how the trauma that you suffered and faced as a child has had an effect on you into your adulthood. You know, stuff that I can evidence, like diagnosis with, you know, mental health problems or any sort of alcohol or substance issues. I can go and write to those, you know, GPs, NHS trusts, you know, charities or addiction charities or whatever that may be, and gather their evidence for you, and then submit that to the Scottish Redress as an accurate picture of you know, Richard Smith in care and, you know, Richard Smith because of care, if that makes sense. And that does, you know, Scottish Redress have to take that into consideration. You know, not only, you know, the trauma you suffered as a child, but it's, you know, haunted you into you know, the rest of your life.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's affected the rest of my life.
Yeah, of course it has. Yeah. I am so sorry for the start that you had as a child. It's absolutely horrendous what, you know, clients have been through. So, Ricky, I am going to ask you some questions, some tough questions, and I do apologise in advance. Obviously, I'm happy that we're speaking, but I'm very sad because of the circumstances, under the circumstances that we're speaking. So I do apologise profusely in advance. I am sorry, Ricky.
Sorry.
Have you ever been diagnosed with depression or anxiety?
I'm diagnosed with emotionally unstable personality disorder. And I'm also diagnosed with chronic auditory hallucinations.
Emotionally unstable.
Yep.
Personality.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Chronic auditory hallucinations.
Auditory?
Yeah. Wow. Voices.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, yeah, I'm just trying to spell.
All right.
It was a tough spell, that one.
Hallucinations.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a spell check on my laptop, which has helped me. And do you seek medical help from your GP, do you?
Yeah, I'm on a quetiapine as a result.
Okay.
There's also anxiety, depression. I had a psychologist, and I've been in hospital a few times with mental health.
Okay.
And then at prison.
Okay. Okay, so we've got a bit to unpack here, haven't we? How are you today, Ricky?
I'm so-so. I'm average.
Okay.
That's what an average day is. No, it's no a bad day and it's not a good day.
Okay. Do you have more bad days than good, or how are you?
It's just that changes. It's like, what would you say? How's it called? Interchanging or something. Or
yeah.
Just depends.
Okay.
Changes every day.
Okay. I've got a real tough one, Ricky. It's one that I absolutely, it makes me sick to my stomach to ask, but I do have to ask it. So again, I am so sorry, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Ricky?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
It's all right. Had many, many attempted overdoses.
At any point,
I cut my wrist too. I've got a big scar right down my left arm. I kind of have to tell you all this stuff, so you didn't need to apologise.
Yeah, I know, but I see what clients go through, and it makes me sad.
I'm getting flashbacks in here.
Any point in this call, Ricky, you wanna pause and we can pick it up any other time. Just let me know, okay?
I just want to get it done with whatever it's there to be. That's
okay.
All.
Look, that's the end of the tough questions.
Right.
What I do need to do now is get some detail off you for the likes of GPs. What sort of psychiatric wards or hospitals you've been in? The hospitals
right.
You've been in for the suicide attempts, and I'll write to all of those.
Mental health.
And get all that for you. Guys, can we go with your GP first, Ricky? Can I take your GP's details, please?
There's a few different GPs.
Yes.
You could get anyone.
Can you give us the practice details, please?
It's Muir Edge Surgery.
Muirhead.
Muir Edge.
Edge?
Edge, yeah. It's M-U-I-R-E-D-G-E,
yeah, perfect. Yeah, I got that perfect name myself. That was cool.
Right.
So that's Muir Edge Medical Practice.
Surgery.
And
Buckhaven. Or do you need the address?
No, it's okay. My team will find that. Buckhaven.
It's Buckhaven, yeah.
Okay.
It's meth. I don't know if it's Methylhaven Road or Mellon Crescent.
It's okay. Really.
I think it's Mellon Crescent, actually.
Mellon Crescent.
Yep. Like the wizard.
Oh, Mellon.
Mellon.
I thought you said melon like the fruit.
Oh, right, no.
Mellon Crescent.
Mellon.
The Scottish Gouse. The Scouse and the Scottish. I've spent my
it's
life
right.
Repeating myself to people down here. Spelling.
It's all right. We're all UK, aren't we?
You certainly are, buddy. You certainly are. Roughly how long have you been with that GP for? Or in that GP surgery?
That's a hard one.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Say for 2012.
Okay. To 2026.
But it has been before that, but that was the last thing I had to register.
Yeah, it's no problem. You said you obviously had to go away for your mental health problems. The hospital, what hospital was that, Ricky?
Whiteman's Bray. Whiteman's, it's W-H-Y-T-E, I think.
Yeah.
Whiteman's, M-A-N-S.
Yeah.
And then Bray, B-R-A-E.
Whiteman's
Bray. Like a hill, a Bray.
Yeah, it's the hospital, is it?
It's mental. It's the highest hospital one.
Yeah, okay.
I was in there a few times, wife.
Okay. When was your earliest one? Because obviously, if we go for the earliest one, they should give us, you know, the other ones.
The earliest one?
Roughly what year?
Oh my God, that's hard, real hard one.
If you can give us the latest one, then that's fine.
That's a hard one too.
Okay.
I can't remember the last year. That was when I was younger.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're at 73. So what should we say? 1990,
17? Well, I was diagnosed with chronic, with the voices. Yeah. I was diagnosed with that when I was 16.
Okay, so 1989?
I think that's about right, like.
You were 73. You were born in 73.
73, then the 83 is 10.
Yeah,
83
is 10.
83 and 5, 6. Aye, I would say, aye, about that, aye.
Okay, 1989. Okay. And the hospital for the suicide attempt, was that a regular hospital or was you sent to that last one?
I can't remember. I think it was normal hospital, A&E, and then it over to Whiteman's Brae.
Okay. Well,
and sometimes they would keep me and sometimes I would get out.
Yeah, what would be the normal hospital you'd go to before Whiteman's?
Victoria Hospital.
Okay.
In Kirkcaldy. I could have done all this at the time, but I just didn't want it all coming out, and I was...
I get that. Look.
I just thought, fuck it.
Look how brave you are now talking about it.
If I hadn't seen that on Facebook, I probably wouldn't have answered.
The Scottish Government aren't advertising the
fortunately.
The Scottish Government don't advertise, obviously, because we're absolutely hammering them with claims. And their average claim value is 55k, and has been for the last 5 years, so...
Right.
Then obviously,
then sure, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Never ever had money like that in my life.
No, me neither.
I missed. I've had $6,000, and that was a back there for benefits.
Okay, so I'll write to your GP. I'll write to Whiteman's. I'll write to the Victoria Hospital in Kilkaddy.
Yeah.
I'll also write to the social services and the education authorities of Linwood Hall.
Yeah, I mean, I went through the system basically. I had supervision, and then when I was old enough, I got probation, and I was in in Longwood Hall, you could obviously think that. What else? There's loads of stuff you could get, like, I've got a big paper trail right up.
Yeah. Well, would social services in the one area, would it? Because I can just write to the social services in an area and get all of your records?
I don't know, Ken. Well, what do you mean?
So, obviously you said you've been through, you know, various different institutions.
No.
Was that?
No, I was only at Linwood Hall. I was day pupil at Linwood.
Okay.
I wasn't a residential. I told them that at the start.
Yeah.
Do I make any difference, boy?
Not really, no.
Oh, that's all right.
What was the, was you ever in any sort of, you know, YO, Boston?
Could you wait a minute? Just a second, please.
Of course.
Because if I've got to put my dinner on, I'm lost into an alarm in the back, and I'm wondering what it is, and it's my food.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah,
it's no problem.
Shit, man. Lasagna. It's a frozen lasagna, eh? Oh, yeah, I can't beat to death.
It burns.
No, it's all right. I'll just leave it to.
Yeah, I'll only be a couple of more minutes with you now. By the time we finish, it should be cool for you.
Ah, yeah, it's true, man. Cheers.
So yeah, so any sort of you know, detention centre or young offenders?
Younger? No, I wasn't in young offenders, no.
No.
I was a con the first time I got to jail.
How was you? Like 18?
Aye.
Okay.
I got my first remand in Perth prison.
What was your jails for? Were they just petty stuff?
Yeah, no, well, this alarm's still going on.
Go on, so do that. I'm all right. I'll wait for you.
Right, that's it. Right, that's it, bud. Cheers.
No problem. Are you at your jail terms? Were they petty?
Sorry?
What was you in jail for, if you don't mind me asking?
An assortment of things. It was Miss Way Road traffic. A recent one was, what could I call it? Fate. A drunken mistake got me charged with one of the things. I told the solicitor at the start, too.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so when I get your information back from the social service and the education authority, do you want me to share that with you, all the information that I get, Ricky?
Aye, definitely.
Okay.
But what would that be, though? Well, I mean,
just all your records, really, from, you know, the education authority and your time there, and, you know, the dates you started, any sort of comments from, you know, anybody in the school, or, yeah, pretty much. You know, just proof that you were there at that time. The likelihood is there's been multiple complaints about this Leavenworth Hall, or Linwood Hall, should I say. So it's just basically proof you were there, that's all. And any sort of relevant information. But do you want me to share it with you when I get it?
Aye, please,
Yeah, no problem. Okay. So what I'll do is when I get that information, I'll share it with you. We'll go through it all together, you and I. Obviously that's going to be a tough call, but that's 6 to 8, maybe even 10 months in the future, because these authorities don't give us the information back quickly.
Right.
We'll go through it all together. We'll make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that we've collected. Make sure there's no, you know, gates and holes. We'll go through all of your statements, make sure you everything's in there that you want to be in there, and then we'll then add your medical records to the case, and we'll do what's called our final submission. That's where we submit absolutely everything to the Scottish Redress.
Right.
So just to let you know what we've done so far, Ricky, is we've put them on notice, basically told them they are going to claim, registered your complaint. We've got an application number for you. We've been recognised as your lawyers. But we've told them we are going to be providing with support and evidence. Because obviously if we don't, the more, put it this way, the more we give them, you know, the more seriously take us, should we say.
What do you mean there's support and evidence? Like what?
Well, like all your evidence from social services, all your mental health records as well. So all this evidence that I'm gathering from your GP and the Whiteman's in Victoria, Royal Victoria, that's all evidence of, you know, past trauma.
Right.
So the idea is to paint and, you know, and give them.
I've got a counsellor at the moment that I speak to.
Oh, the counsellor will be good. Yeah, can I take the counsellor through the GP?
And it's called DAPL.
Give me 2 seconds.
And it's mental health counsellor. I've been talking to him about it too.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. What's the name of the company called?
The counsellor?
No, the company the counsellor works for. Is it a charity?
DAPL. It's DA. It's just letters. DAPL. DAPL.
Okay, and that is a mental health charity?
It deals with drugs, is it? Drugs. It stands for something, eh?
Yeah, well, do you?
Drugs and Alcohol.
Okay.
Project, I think it's Drugs and Alcohol Project.
Okay.
It's in Weaven.
Okay.
My counsellor kens everything about me.
Yeah, what's your counsellor's name?
So he'd be able to tell you loads of stuff. Eh?
Okay. What's your counsellor's name?
Row Bell.
Row?
R-O. Row.
Yeah, and Bell as in...
Bell, B-L-L. Aye. Okay. A ringing bell. Aye.
Yeah, no problem.
I've told him loads and loads of stuff. So
okay, I'll write to Row.
He'll be able to confirm to you then.
Yeah, that's perfect. It gives us a professional's opinion as well on you, as a, you know, as a result of what's happened.
He thought it was great. Eh? He thought, aye, go for it, and he encouraged me to do it. So.
Okay, so I'll write to Row. I'll get all the information, statements, whatever Row can give us, I'll get from him. I'll obviously get the same from EGP and the two hospitals. And then we'll submit that along with all of your statements. And the proof of, you know, you being in care, about the proof of you being in this institution. And then we'll submit it to the Scottish Redress, Ricky.
Okay. Yeah, sounds okay.
Yeah, what happens from there, Ricky, is we then await what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, Mr. Smith, so there's no need, obviously, for us to attend. And then,
that's good.
Yeah, we then await, you know, some form of recognition for you of what's of wrongdoing and hopefully an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Smith.
Oh, hope so.
Is that okay?
I can't even contemplate that. I know that's just too much for me to think about.
Okay, well, look, let's not think
about it. I've never had that kind of money before, so.
Yeah. Let's not think about it now. Let's see each month as it comes. I'm going to be fighting a fight for you for the next 8 to 10 months anyway. Gathering evidence, so
how long does it take altogether?
Could take 12 months from now.
12 months from now.
Yeah, it just depends how quick these institutions get me the information back. But we do obviously, with the weight of a law firm behind us, we do threaten them with legal action and the like. So we do use every tool in our arsenal to try to get it back as quickly as we can, because obviously on a no win, no fee, it's in our best interest to get you back.
Yeah.
So
it's 20%,
Yeah, I'll run through that with you, Ricky, if that's okay. I'll run through that with you in a sec.
Alright.
Do you have any questions on what I'm gonna do for you now, Ricky, and what the process is and what my role is over the next 8 to 10 months for you?
Not adding anything. I can't think of anything.
Okay, no problem. You've got my number.
Just keep in touch and keep me updated, because I'll probably forget all about it then.
Yeah, no problem. So I'll keep in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks anyway. If you save my number and somebody rings you from a law firm that doesn't ring you from my number, you ask for me. And if they can't put me on, then I'd say put the phone down.
Right. So if it's not you, Ben,
so if it's not me, my name's Michael. If it's not me, put the phone down.
Michael.
I'm Michael. You spoke to Ben yesterday by his
phone. Oh, right. Yeah, that's Ben's other guy, isn't it?
He's our customer care team. You've moved over.
He seems. That's who I've been speaking to for the start. Yeah,
he's a good guy. So, do you have any questions for me, Ricky? Okay, if you don't.
No, really. I mean, if I do have to end up going to the court or anything, then I would need time to get somebody to go with me.
It's not a court process, this, Ricky. It was put in by the Scottish Government as a way of dealing with these cases without going to court. I think they were losing the backside, if I'm being honest, in court. And it was taking years and years, and like 2 or 3 years these cases can take in court. But obviously, you know, the chances of winning are significantly higher. The compensation is significantly higher, but you're coming right up to 3 to 4 years and, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds in court costs. So the Scottish Government put the scheme together in which, you know, hopefully it'll deal with clients in a bit more of an efficient manner, if that makes sense. So, you know, this process won't go to court. So, Ricky, just before I let you go and to go and eat the lasagna, I've got to run through our fees with you and what other options are available for you. And if you're still happy for me to continue, obviously, I will gladly. But just to let you know, Ricky, you don't actually need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Redress. You can do that yourself. But obviously, that would entail, you know, gathering your own evidence, submitting and creating your own case if you wish to. So that is an option. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Ricky, that can help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they don't charge fees. The reason they don't charge fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins or loses that case. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you, but more importantly, what they won't do for you, Ricky. All I can tell you is we as a law firm, we don't participate in that Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't take or accept that £3,000 handout from the Scottish Government because we don't want it, and also we don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government. We want a real impartial fight with them for you as our client. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT, Ricky.
Right.
It's actually slightly less. It's 16% plus VAT, so 19.2%. So our fees are capped at 20%, should we say. And it's on us as a law firm, Ricky, to go out and give you, you know, the best representation, gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting a positive outcome, should we say.
Yeah.
So that's our fees, Ricky. Our fees are capped at 20%. So no matter how much time and effort goes into your case, you won't pay us any more. On the flip side of that, Mr. Smith.
So if I've got, say 50 grand, how much would I have to pay you, like?
So you pay
the 10, eh?
Right, go ahead. Just on them figures. Just on the no fee side, Ricky, I also obviously need you to understand this because it's just for peace of mind, really. So if we're unable to get you any compensation, Mr. Smith, we will never come looking for fees from you.
No fee.
Because of, you know, the hardship you've been through in your life because of your time and care, we won't put you under any sort of financial hardship. So if we are unsuccessful with your case, we won't be coming looking for any sort of fees from you. Our fees will be covered by our insurance company, Ricky.
Right.
Is that okay, sir?
It seems off you done now, Ken. Right.
Sees what, Ricky?
I'm saying it doesn't sound very good. You're saying that, Kenneth. It's like, you know, what do you think? Is it worth my time?
Oh, yeah.
Is it worth?
Massively. You've been in a Scottish institution run by the Scottish Government. And from that, you know, you're looking at mental health. Look what you've been through since.
I suppose. I'm just not going to get hopes up then.
Like I said to you, let's take each month as it comes. I'll keep in touch with you every 3 to 4 weeks. Let me gather the evidence for you, and at the end of it, we'll see if you've got a case or not. The likelihood is you're going to have a case. And then from there, you know, even if you get £10,000, pay us two, end up with eight. It's still worth it, isn't it? Still worth having.
I thought it was 45 grand average.
Sorry?
I thought it was 45 grand average.
55 grand average.
55 grand.
Yeah, what I'm saying is even worst case scenario, if you get 10 and have to pay us 2 and end up with 8, it's still well worth having a go, isn't it?
No, I suppose I. Yeah. Ah, yeah, I think what you mean. I think what you mean.
It's okay. Do you understand those three options I give you, Ricky? The do it yourself, the
It doesn't go any higher than 20%.
It'll never go higher than 20%, Ricky. No, it's capped. And
there's no any other
no hidden fees.
Solicitors involved that might need to be paid or anything, no?
No, it's not a court case. You don't need to pay barristers or anything. It is literally us and fighting the Scottish Readers for you.
Right. Okay. I send them.
Okay. Do you understand those three options, Ricky, I'll give you?
Ah, I can believe you. Okay. I could go to somebody that does it for free.
Yeah, does it for free.
But we've already started it all, so what's the point in doing that now?
And look, you know, they get a nominal figure whether you win or lose. What's to say they're going to go over and above? Well, put it this way. The easiest way to understand it is we have to go over and above expected, you know, levels, because the more you get, the more we get.
Yeah.
It's in our best interest to get you the most, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Of course, right.
Okay.
It'd be a waste of time if you didn't, yeah?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You still happy for me to carry on with the case, Ricky?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, perfect. So just to let you know, you have signed some documentation with us, which is a fee agreement, and you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is if you want to change your mind and walk away, you have up to 14 days just to rip up the agreement and walk away from it.
Right.
If you were unaware of the 14-day, Ricky, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us to continue with your case, if you're happy with our fees, like I've just explained, happy with us as a law firm, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's up to you.
Well, this is all confusing then, eh?
No, it's okay. So let's just talk it through. So you have any standard contract, you have 14, what's called a 14-day cooling off period. So what that means is...
To cancel, you mean?
Yeah, to cancel, basically.
Right, okay.
To cancel. But if you're happy with us...
Well, I mean...
To continue.
I speak to my counsellor. He's advising me with stuff.
Okay.
So, but no, I mean, I just go for it.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. We'll carry on.
Right.
I'll take you that you've waived the 14-day, and we'll get started getting your information out there next week. Collect your information for you, Ricky. Ricky, do me a favour, save my number, please. My name's Michael. If you need me for anything, yeah, Michael MMA.
Right.
If you need me for anything, give me a call and I'll talk you through it, okay?
Okay. Keep in touch.
Yeah, I will do. I'll call you every 3 to 4 weeks. Ricky, listen.
Because I forget,
there's no silly questions here, buddy. If you need me for anything, if you're struggling to understand something, just pick up the phone and ring me and I'll answer it, okay?
Okay.
I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, but you already have my number, so just give me a call when you need me.
Right. That's great, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Ricky. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Okay. You too.
Bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.